This call is being recorded.
Good morning, happy Monday, it's Leticia from Arizona. Anybody else on the line?
Good morning, it's Deborah Evans. Good morning, Keisha.
Good morning, Deborah Evans. Good morning, happy Monday. It's Keisha from Arizona. Anybody else on the line would like to say good morning? Good morning, I heard somebody chime in. Who might that be? Welcome to the Clear Victory. It's Leticia from Arizona. I'm your greeter this morning. Morning, this is Patricia from Arizona. I'm your greeter this morning. Anybody would like to say good morning?
Good morning, this is James.
Good morning, this is James.
Good morning, Brother James. Can you hear me? Happy Monday. It's the teacher from Arizona. I'm your greeter this morning. Anybody else on the line that would like to say good morning?
Good morning, it's Susie.
Good morning, Sister Susie.
Good morning.
Are you able to host for me?
No, I'm sorry. I can't. I'm sitting in the dark. There's no way that I can. I'm sorry, Leticia.
That's okay. I forgot you guys changed your time.
Good morning. This is my car.
Good.
Eva.
How are you?
Okay. Good Monday.
Good morning. Thank you for joining us.
Hey, yeah.
Good morning, Leticia. It's Debbie.
Good morning, Debbie.
Good morning, it's Diane.
Good morning.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. Good morning.
Patricia from Arizona, how are you?
Good evening, happy Monday.
Happy Monday. Good morning. Last call. Happy Monday. It's Leticia from Arizona. I'm your greeting this morning. Does anybody else like to say good morning before we start?
This is Veronica.
Hello, good morning. Hello, good morning. This is Mona.
Good morning, Sister Mona.
Hey, how you doing?
Thanks for joining us. At this time, I'm going to go ahead and transfer the call, Sister Mona. We'll go ahead and do our hosting today. Thank you all very much and have a blessed day.
Good morning. Before we move forward, can I please ask everyone to mute your line so that we can proceed? Hello, everyone. My name is Moni, and I'm your hostess. Thank you for joining us right here on Declare Victory. We're a prayer call that meets Monday through Saturday, starting at 6 a.m. Pacific time, to edify, empower, encourage, and equip you all in your walk with Christ. Please feel free to invite a friend so that they can be blessed as well. We're in a season of harvest. The theme for November is grow. Are you growing in Christ? Be sure to tune in daily here to hear what the Lord would have for us, what he would have us to understand about the importance of growing in and through him. You don't want to miss these teachings, stories, lessons, messages, sermons that all of the declarers that we have planned on this call are preparing for you as they hear from God. We have one announcement. We want to thank you all who have made the decision to partner here with us on Declare Victory and growing and giving. Your contributions are assisting us to maintain the call, as well as provide food for the homeless, college students, allowing them to buy books and supplies and emergency assistance for individuals and families in crisis. All of this goes on behind the scenes. We pray that your seed is multiplied in excess for your giving to Declare Victory. And also right now, it's open enrollment for companies to give. Please see your HR wherever you work and ask them if they're interested in year-end giving, and let us know. You can reach me. You can private message me. My name is Moni, and you can find me in the Declare Victory Room. Hold on a moment, and I'll see if there are any prayer requests from the app. There are no prayer requests on the app. The order of the call is as follows. The declaration will be given by Geraldine, Sister Geraldine, and praying and corporate praise will be done by Yolandra. After that, we're going to go right into closing comments hosted by the declare, Geraldine. I'll say that one more time. The declaration will be given by Sister Geraldine, and praying and corporate praise will be rendered by Sister Yolandra. Again, I want to ask you to please check your phone, double check, triple check. The reason why is because this call is being recorded and we want to protect the continuity of the call. I thank you very much for joining us today, and I now pass the call to Sister Geraldine.
Praise the Lord and good morning to each and every one of you. Happy Monday. Thank you for joining us on this morning. We have, thank you, Sister Moni, and also Leticia from Arizona. Thank you for your greeting. Always so good to hear your lively voice. It's always a pleasure. And then the one that will come after me is Yolandra for our prayer and corporate praise on this morning. We don't want to prolong any of the time. We ask again that you mute your lines, and I pray that you can hear me okay. Moni, am I coming across okay?
Yes, I can hear you.
Thank you very much. Okay, so we will begin our call today. Thank you again. Let us pray this morning. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, thank you for this beautiful day that you have made. Please, Lord, give me a teachable spirit on today. An ear to hear your voice on today. I submit to you now, Holy Spirit, take charge of my thoughts. Cause the listeners to hear what is for them. We say thank you in the name of Jesus. Now, Father God, I ask that your Holy Spirit will rest, rule, and abide in this message on today as I attempt to do your work. Thank you again, and amen. So my theme on today is spiritual growth, spiritual blessing. The foundational scripture on today can be found in Ephesians 4. So if you would, I will be reading today from the New Living Translation, or the New Living Version. And this is talking about unity in the body of Christ, which is a part of us growing and growing as a family. He says, there is not a author of this particular scripture, the particular book, Ephesians, but some of the writers have said that they feel that it's Paul because it talks about him being in prison as a prisoner, and he's writing a letter to the church of Ephesus. It's the churches of one of the seven churches of Asia Minor. There were seven churches there, and we do, as we get into our lessons on today, I will begin. And I want to be able to be sure that I'm giving you as much as I can. I thank you, Moni, for allowing me the privilege to be before the people on today. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body, one Spirit, and even as ye are called, and one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. One God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in all. That is 6:7. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measures of the gift of Christ. Wherefore he saith, when he ascend up on high, he lead captivity captive and give gifts unto men. That would be us. Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers. So on this morning, I am considered today a teacher. I don't know everything, saints of God, but I beseech you, therefore, to walk worthy of your calling. In view of all that God's grace has done for the readers, Paul urges them to walk worthy of their vocation. That is, they are to live, and we are to live in a manner befitting to the divine call or invitation which summon them to salvation. These verses begin to spell out what constitutes worthy walk of the verse. Such noble conduct includes humility, patience towards others, and bending over backwards. I thought that was awesome because we should be going the extra mile to maintain unity or harmony among God's people. This passage elaborates on the unity of the Spirit, the oneness among Christians, referring to having one body, the one body of Christ, the Christian church, one Spirit, the same Holy Spirit who imparts the same spiritual life to all believers. 3, one hope. All Christians share the same future and the same future certainty and are headed toward the same heavenly destination. Not one of us, if we don't divvy off the path and go in the opposite direction, but we all are headed towards the same heavenly destination. 4, we have one Lord. All submit to the same divine rules of Jesus. 5, one faith. All believers have placed the same trust in Christ for salvation. 6, one baptism. Holy Spirit baptism is at the time of salvation. Many of us have been, as they called it, dipped down in the water. We were baptized. And water baptism symbolizes a new birth. I thank God on this morning for my new birth. One God and Father, all believers in Christ have the same God and Heavenly Father. But draws a sharp contrast with the preceding unity expressed in the sevenfold as one. Grace is a spiritual gift. Every one of us have been granted some spiritual capability to serve God and contribute to church growth according to the measures of the gift of Christ. Saints of God, we should all be headed towards the same. We should all be growing in grace. And those that are not quite matured, that's why we have the elders of the church. That's why there's pastors who teach us. And that's why there is evangelists that go abroad or go out in the community or go serve. But in this message this month, I think it's very befitting, because we're almost at the end of the year. And as a body of believers, we need to get busy. Time is winding up. We don't have time to dilly-dally in our ways of doing. It's time for us to get on board and follow Jesus. And what has gone before, we heard of Christians' privileges. And what follows, we shall hear of Christian duties. Christian faith and Christian practice mutually befriend each other. In this chapter, we have diverse exhortation to important duties. One that is more general and an exhortation to mutual love, an exhortation to Christian purity and holiness of life, and that both more general and in several particular instances is to the end. This is general exhortation to walk as becomes our Christian profession. Paul was not a prisoner at Rome. He was now a prisoner at Rome, and he was a prisoner of the Lord. He mentioned this once and again to show that he was not ashamed of his bond. We have the petition of a poor prisoner. I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you, considering what God has done for you, I now come with an earnest request to you, not to send me relief nor use your interest for the obtaining of my liberty, but that you would approve yourselves good Christians, that you walk worthily. We are called Christians. We must answer the name and live like Christians. We are called to God's kingdom and glory. We must walk as becomes the heirs of them. Exhortation to mutual love is the law of Christ's kingdom. The lesson of his school is livery of his family. And this means that we must continue to fight the good fight of faith as we are learning and growing. We cannot stay stagnant, saints of God, any longer. That's why he says the means of unity is lowliness and meekness, long suffering and forbearing one another in love. By lowliness, we are to understand humility, opposed to pride by meekness. That excellent disposition of soul which make men unwilling to provoke others and not easily be provoked. Long-suffering implies a patient bearing of injuries without seeking revenge, forbearing one another in love. The best Christian have needs to make the best one of another, to provoke one another's grace and not their passion. We find much of ourselves which it is hard to forgive ourselves. I find it that in a lot of times as I've worked in ministry, we do things, all of us have fallen short and all of us have sinned some kind of way. Sometimes we feel like we disappoint God, and we do. That's why we can go to him and we can ask our Father over and over and over, forgive me. Please forgive me, Father. So it is hard to forgive ourselves, and therefore we must not think it much if we find that in others which we think hard to forgive them, yet we must forgive them. We have to forgive them, saints. Some of them are still weak. Some of them are still growing. I have a plant that was given to me a few months ago, and it's just in water. There is no dirt, so it really doesn't require a lot of maintenance. Basically, what I have to do is I just need to add some. I found that by adding cold water to the plant, it seems to revive that plant. Where even like us, many of us grow weary in well-doing. But if you don't faint, saints of God, we can make it. I realize on today, I'm not even worthy to even be before you, but because God needs willing workers. He's just looking for ordinary people to do extraordinary things in the field of the gospel. We are the church, saints of God, and we must become more like the church. We must look like a church. And I'm not saying that you have to dress, that you have to be, your apparel has to have the, as Dee Dee said on Saturday, you have to have your eyelashes on and your hair a certain way, and you got to have a certain fit on for the day. But he wants us to be fit for the kingdom, fit for the master's use. Now, without these things, unity cannot be preserved. The first step towards unity is humility. If you can mute your line that just came on. If you could take a moment to mute your line, one that just came on. Thank you very much. I'm going to give you a moment to mute your line. It sounds just like you're driving or headed on the BART. So if you would, pride and passion break towards unity. And it is humility.
I'll try to find it, Geraldine.
Thank you very much. Pride and passion break the peace and make all the mischief. Humility and meekness restores the peace. The more lowly-mindedness, the more light-mindedness. The nature of that unity, it is the unity of the Spirit. The seat of Christian unity is in the heart of Spirit. It does not lie in the one set of thoughts, nor in one form and mode of worship, but in one heart.
Oh my God. What and are one you soul. Doing?
This we should endeavor to keep, endeavoring in the gospel, which is the word of God. We must do our utmost. Thank you, Moni. We must do our utmost if others will quarrel with us. We must take all possible care and not quarrel with them in the bond of peace. Many slander, twigs bound together, becoming strong. The bond of peace is the strength of society. Not that it can be imaged that all good people should be in everything just of the same length and the same sentiment as in a bundle of rods. They may be of different length and of different strength, but when they are tied together by one bond, they are stronger than any, even the thickest and the strongest of itself. So I'm saying today that as Christians, we have to stop fighting amongst each other. I know I may not be the best of a speaker. I may not be where you are, but if you'll help me along the way, give a word of encouragement to someone on today, even as you are out and about, saints of God, be sure the prayers of the saints can never draw dry. Whatever you do, saints, don't let your prayers draw dry. In other words, you just dry up. I don't want to do my prayers anymore. I don't want to teach. I don't want to preach. I don't want to do anything. But we are the church, and people are looking to us. Tell someone on today as you go out and about your way, don't let your prayers draw dry. The power is still working. And this little rent of praise is from the church.
So in other words, we go in on Sunday mornings or Wednesday night Bible studies or what have you. We go in to worship and praise him. That's our little praise. But I'm saying to you on today, saints of God, let us become one in unity. Let us keep fighting the good fight of faith. Let us keep being what we have been called to do. Maybe you weren't called to be an apostle, a prophet or evangelist, a pastor or a teacher. Maybe you were called or assigned to a department in a service that you best are befitted in. I thank you how most of the men and women of God here spend hours tirelessly praying to bring about forth the gospel and the good news. The gifts of Christ, we don't want to waste our time not giving some time to others. So as we go deeper into this month, and as those that are coming after myself, I'm asking you on today, examine yourself. Our pastor spoke on yesterday, and he talked about the gifts that some of us have. You know, the ones like myself, I'm like Dee Dee, I want to be a singer when I get older. I've always said that I've always wanted to be a singer. And the Lord, I believe that is a gift. I love to cook. And I believe that God has anointed me to do so. I really don't take anything that the Lord has offered and laid before us lightly, saints of God. On this morning, it sounds like we are babbling some mornings, but truly, I believe that there is a word for everyone within the scopes of each scripture, each reading, each poem that has been read, each song that has been sung. I thank God for being a part of this great body of believers declared victory. Thank you for being my sisters and my brothers. Thank you for being my mentors. Thank you for being the trailblazers that God is calling us to be. On this morning, I believe that I have a second wind because of these calls each day. I believe the faint that I felt a few months back. You know, Moni, she's a person, she won't let you not work. I love it that she puts us to work. There is a place, perhaps maybe not in your body where you're the church that you're going, but there is schools that you can go to. There's classes that you can take online. There is even classes in the community. We do need more unity in our community, saints of God. Don't feel because you have really feel like you're not large and in charge doesn't mean that you're not somebody in Christ. For every part of our body, we are jointly fit. We are perfectly matched. Our fingers match the other parts of the extremities that reaches out to those that are lost, those that are without hope on this morning. Truly, I don't think that God would have let this day go and we not have been here. Those that are on the line on this morning, we are blessed. So I say thank you, Father, for everything that he has done. I thank God. I thank him. I thank him because he has given us some identities here. If you don't know who you are, now is a good time to find out. Saints of God, as the scriptures are being read each day. Get a journal. Get a pen and piece of paper, a tablet, or whatever would help you write down the words on the tablets. One thing is that black and white remembers when we forget. A lot of us feel like, oh, yes, we have it together. But I tell you, keep on living. I'm no longer 33. I'm 63. So a lot of things that I do is not like I did it when I was younger. I can high hurdle. I can, you know, bowl, and we could do things. We can multitask. But here, the body of Christ, he wants us to keep the unity of the Spirit. He wants us to keep peace with each other. You know, you have an ought against your brother. Go to them. If you know that one has fallen off, you haven't heard them on the line in a long time, go to them. You know, someone is sick today and you can be a help, go to them. You don't necessarily have to say a word. All you have to do is show up on the scene. And I guarantee you that God is still on the throne and he won't make you shame before man. All you got to do is just be a willing vessel. Lord, I'm willing. I'm willing to be trained. If you know I make a mistake, pull me aside and say, I don't think that was quite right. I believe I can take some constructive criticism. And so I ask you on today, this walk that we're in, we got to keep walking by faith and not by our sight. We are so prepared for everything. But when it comes to the word, we tend to relax and say, you know, I wasn't called to do that. But it says each and every one of us, if you are going to heaven, we all are on the same track. It's called the growth track. I had an opportunity to sit in a class which is growth track. We can't stay as dirt. There has to be a seed that is planted. And then from the seed, there has to be some watering. You can't overwater it. You just gotta gauge it. Plant is very tender. If I water too much, it may kill the roots. So I'm asking you on today, let us come together in unity and tell somebody on today, don't let your prayers draw dry. And the power is still working in us. When we come back at the end of this call or at the end of this lesson here on today, we'll be asking a few questions. I pray that you would intervene. Maybe you know something that I left out. I don't mind. Come on in and let us put this thing all together. Let us not just continue to see one or the other weaker in the faith. I'm made weak when I don't have enough nourishment. Thank you, Sister Dee Dee, and to all of those that come before us, this great body of men and women. Brother Marcus, I am dope. Oh, Sister Tanya, thank you so much for always just giving it. I mean, it's always so well illustrated. It's like it's a real story, but in real life. She brings those to life, and Sister Ravonda and Sister Barbara and Sister Pamela, her son David, and all the many, oh my God, I can go on and on, Brother Tim and Pastor Van Hook and Pastor Santos and all of the ones that feeds you this word. It is for the edification of the body of Christ, and it is for us to grow up. It's time, saints of God. We must grow in grace. Help me on today, grow in grace. I thank you for this opportunity of speaking on today to you. I pray that your listening ears caught light of something. Thank you for true holiness on today, and that we put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and in true holiness. Wherefore, putting away lying and speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Neither give place to the devil. Don't give place to him. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, be slow to anger and slow to speak. Sometimes silence is golden. God bless you on today. I pray this word helped you out some kind of way. Thank you again to all those that allowed me to take the floor this morning. And happy Monday to you. God bless. As I pass the call to Yolandra.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Thank you. Thank you, Sister Geraldine. Good morning, Holy Spirit, Lord God. We come to you right now. In your name, in the name of Jesus, your Son, who died and bled and rose for us, Lord God, who very sacrifice, Lord, allowed us to come to you directly, Lord Jesus. I just thank you for this day, Lord God. I just thank you for every person under the sound of my voice, Lord God. Your word says that we are your people, Lord God. We are sons and daughters, Lord God. We are your children, Lord God, and we are your friends, Lord God, and we are grateful. We are grateful that we have heard the call, Lord, that when you tapped on our shoulder, Lord God, and said, come to me, Lord God, that we are willing, Lord God, to do what it takes, Lord God, to grow in you, Lord, to feel your grace, Lord God, to remember all the benefits of your word and your love. Lord God, we just praise your name this morning. Thank you for the declaration by Geraldine. Thank you for Sister Moni and Lakeisha, Lord God. Thank you for every servant on this call, Lord God. So we just thank you this morning, Lord. I cannot thank you enough. When I think about your goodness and glory, Lord God, when I think about you, how voluminous you are, God, when I think about how magnificent you are, how mighty you are, Lord, how forgiving and graceful you are, Lord God, all I can do is say, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. We ask you to come right now. For your word says, whenever two or three are gathered, Lord, that you are there in the presence. So we thank you for coming among us, your people, your children, your call, Lord God. So, Lord God, Psalms 20 says, may the Lord answer you when you are in distress. May the name of the Lord, may the name of God of Jacob protect you. May he send you help from the sanctuary and grant you support from Zion. May he remember all your sacrifices and accept your burnt offering, Selah. May he give you the desire of your heart and make all your plans succeed. We will shout for joy when you are victorious and lift up our banners in the name of our God. May the Lord grant all your requests. Now that I know that the Lord saves his anointed, he answers him from his holy heaven. May the saving power of his right hand, some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. That's Psalms 20, 21 through 7, Lord God. Lord, we pray you. We beseech you right now, Lord God. We pray that we are good soil, Lord God, so that when the planter comes, Lord God, and he plants seeds, Lord, seeds of hope, seeds of faith, Lord God, seeds of strength, Lord God, seeds of honesty, seeds of being humble, Lord God. Just plant seeds in our lives, Lord God. We pray that we are the good soil, Lord God, that is replenished, Lord God, and our lives are benefited from it, Lord God, and that we grow to know you, Lord, that we seek and thirst you, Lord, that you order our steps and we are obedient in your word, Lord God, that we are lowly, Lord Jesus, that we forbear, Lord God, that we forget not, Lord God, that we are companions of you, Lord God, that we help those who are less fortunate than us, Lord, that we not think too boldly of ourselves, Lord, that we're not boastful or arrogant, Lord, but we remember you in all things. Lord God, when you plant your seeds in our heart, Lord God, let us be fruitful, Lord God. Let us not be like the tree that Jesus cursed, Lord God. Please, Lord, we need you. 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 Without you, Lord God, we are nothing. So as we take our phones off the mute and we begin to praise your name this morning, let us not forget thy benefits, Lord God. Let us not forget who you are and whose we are, Lord God. We just praise your name this morning, Lord God. We pray to speak your word, Lord, to hide your word in our hearts, Lord Jesus. We pray, Lord God, that we would know you more and more and more, that we would seek and thirst after you, Lord God, that we love you, Lord, with our innermost being, Lord God. Thank you, God, for another day. Bless your name this day, Lord. I pray for those who are sick and suffering, Lord God, that your will be done in our lives, Lord God. I pray that we pray for your will in our lives, Lord God, that we don't think about ourselves, but think of the next person, because we know that you have our best interest at heart. So bless your name this day, Lord God.
You are our strength, Lord God. We thank you that you are our portion, Lord God.
Let it be a revelation unto our lives, Lord God. Lord, open your will up to us, Lord. Help us to understand, Lord God, speak to us so that we know you, that we recognize your voice in the name of Jesus. Bless your name this morning. We bless your name and bless it indeed, Lord God. I pray for every person under the sound of my voice. Whatever struggles we may be going through, Lord, help us not forget thy benefits, Lord God. Thank you for all you've done. Praise your name, Lord God. So I pray for those who are sick and suffering, Lord God. I pray for those who are depressed and homeless, Lord God. I pray for those who are jobless, Lord God. I pray for those who are lost and don't know you, Lord Jesus. I pray for this country, Lord God. I pray for the world, Lord Jesus. But your word says that the kingdom of the king is in your hand, Lord God. Lord God, we fear not. We don't understand our circumstances, Lord, but help us to walk through all pain and disappointment, Lord God. Help us to walk through the times when it feels, when you feel absent from us, Lord Jesus. Lord, help us to stand strong on your word. Help us to study, and show ourselves approved, Lord God. Lord, please be a revelation unto our lives, Lord God. Send the Holy Spirit to pray and murmur and moan for us when we are unable and don't know what to say, Lord God. Lord, show thyself great in the name of Jesus. Show yourself great in the name of Jesus. Show us your glory right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I love you, Lord God. You are mighty and mighty and mighty and awesome and worthy and worthy, worthy to be praised, Lord God. You are my Jehovah Jireh, Lord God. You are my Jehovah Nissi, Lord God. You are my Jehovah Shalom, Lord God. Everything I want and need, Lord God, you have. So Lord God, help me to hold on when times are hard, Lord God. Help me to hold on, Lord, when I feel weak, Lord God. Help me to remember your word, Lord God. Lord, break me and show me. Give me revelation, Lord God. Give me understanding, Lord God. Lord God, bless your people. Bless your people. Bless your people. Your children, we love you, God. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Bless your name this morning, Lord God. Lord God, remember me, Lord God. Forgive me, now, Lord God, your word says you will never forsake us, Lord God. You will never forsake those, Lord God. You won't forsake us, Lord God. Lord God, your word says that you, everything is done according to your will for your glory. Lord God. God. Help us to remember you, Lord God. Help us to remember you, not only in the good times, Lord God, but in the worst of times, Lord God. Help us to grow in your grace, Lord God. Help us to hold on, hold on, hallelujah. Lord God, when we're tired, Lord God, help us to hold on, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When our bodies are frail and weak, Lord God, help us to hold on, Lord God, for your promise. Your promise to see you in heaven, Lord God. So thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Bless your name this morning. Oh, hallelujah. Another day you have blessed us with, Lord God. Mighty and strong, Lord God. Another day full of grace and blessings, Lord God. Help us to remember you as we go forward this day, Lord. Lord, keep us from all hurt, harm, and danger, Lord God. Lord God, help us to keep us, Lord God, your people who are called by your name, Lord God. We have turned from our wicked ways, Lord God. Lord God, we humble ourselves and we pray to you, Lord God, that you can hear from your throne, Lord God, that you can hear from your throne, God, and bless your people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah this day, Lord God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise your name. So God, we come to you right now as humbly as we know how, Lord, asking that we grow in grace, Lord God, that you reveal yourself to us, Lord. You will open up your word to us, Lord, that you will give us revelation upon revelation of who you are in our lives, Lord God, that you will elevate us, Lord God, in a mighty way, Lord God, that we can be shining lights into the world. Lord God, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your love, your grace, your mercy, your power, your forgiveness, Lord God, and for the blood that was shed for us. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen, as I turn the call back over. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Good morning. Thank you. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. As we place our phones back on mute, and since our greeter and hostess is not available, what we'll do is if you're just coming on the line and you didn't get to say hello, you can at this time while we're just allowing the prayer that just went forth. Thank you, Yolandra, for your wholesome prayer on this morning. So if you can at this time, you may say hello.
Yo, yo, yo. What's up, family? Brother E.
Good morning, Brother E. Thank you for calling this morning.
Good morning, Sister Carolyn.
Is there anyone
else?
Good morning.
Good morning, Sister Carolyn. Good morning, Juliet. Good
morning, baby.
Good morning, Lavina.
Good morning, Lavina. Is there anyone else?
Good morning, it's Dee Dee.
Good morning, Sister Dee Dee. You back?
No, I'll come back tonight.
All right. Enjoy yourself and stay safe.
Thank you, sweetie. Love you.
Praise God. Good morning. Good morning again. Is there anyone else that did not get to say good morning and happy Monday to everyone? At this time, you can.
Good morning, Sister Barbara. Happy Monday.
God bless you all.
Good morning, Sister Barbara. Good morning, Brother Jeff.
Good morning, Ms. Keith. Happy Monday.
Good morning, Keith. Happy Monday to you.
Hey, bro, Keith.
Hey, sis.
Good morning, Keith.
Good morning. Is there anyone else before we go back into our second half of the word on today? At this time, I'm going to ask you if you would place your phones back on mute so that way we can begin the Love, Life, and Victory portion of this call. Again, we thank you for those who have joined us on this morning, and our word on today can be found. Our foundational scripture is Ephesians 4, and basically what we are doing there is we're grasping where we are as a body of Christ and what is required of us in the body of Christ. I thank you this morning that you took time. I pray that somewhere and some part of this word on this morning will find you. As a prisoner of the Lord, then I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. There is one body, one Spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. But to each one of us, grace has been given as Christ apportioned it. This is why it says, when he ascended on high, he led captive in his train and gave gifts to men. What does he extend means, except that he also descended to lower earthly regions? He who descended is the very one who ascended higher than all the heavens in order to fill the whole universe. It was he who gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, and some to be pastors and teachers, to prepare God's people for the work of service so that the body of Christ may be built up until we reach unity in faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. Then we will no longer be infants tossed back and forth by the waves and blown here and there by every wind of teaching and by the cunning and craftiness of men in their deceitful scheming. Instead, speaking the truth in love, we will all and be in all things, grow up in him who is the head, that is Christ. From him, the whole body joined and held together by every supported ligament grows and builds itself up in love as each one takes part and does its work. So I tell you this and insist on it in the Lord that you must no longer live as the Gentiles do in the brutality of their thinking. They are darkened in their understanding and separated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them due to the hardening of their hearts. You, however, did not come to know Christ that way. Surely you heard of him and were taught in him in accordance with the truth that is in Jesus. You were taught with regards to your former ways of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your minds, and to put on the new self created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. Therefore, each of you must put off falsehood and speak truthfully to his neighbor or to your neighbor, for we are all members of one body. So I'm asking you on today, let this word of God lead you and guide you. Let it be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path on today. I truly thank God for this message on today, because I realize that man ordains us, but God calls us. Whether you are being used in your church, whether you are being used here in the declaration line, whether you are being used at the nursing homes, find a place, find your position. Time is winding up. I don't know about you, but I know it's getting late in the evening. And the sun is almost down on some of us, oh God. I thank you on today, though, but for not allowing me to come before you. Where do you feel that you fit in the body of Christ is my question to you on today. And how do you feel when you don't know your place or where you should be or what you should do? What is your take and what are you going to do to allow you to get back in line? Many of us are just kind of a little bit aligned, a little bit crooked. But if we could just get back on the path on today, remember that we must love one another, encourage one another. I need you. I can't make it without you, thank you, God. I really need you. I look forward to these calls every day, Monday through Saturday, 6 o'clock till whenever. I will say this to you. Don't be late. Don't be slowful. Be on time. May the Lord bless you on today. Is there anyone that would like to comment today?
Yes, Sister Geraldine.
Yes.
This is Lavelle Jones. How are you this morning?
How are you, Pastor Lavelle? Good to hear your voice.
Yeah, I'm wonderful. Thank you for asking. When I looked at this passage as you were speaking on it, one thing I discovered about the Apostle Paul is that Paul never allowed any of his situations or any of his circumstances, number one, to define to him who he was. And most of his letters were written in prison, and yet what you just read was a prison epistle, because when he said, I therefore a prisoner of the Lord, and when I looked at that, I said, Paul, that don't fit. I said, you're not a prisoner of the Lord. You're in Nero's jail. You're under Roman jurisdiction. And yet here you are in a dark, dingy dungeon writing the church, talking about, I therefore a prisoner of the Lord. What are you saying, Paul? Paul was simply saying that no matter what people say about me, no matter what I go through, no matter where I am, number one, I know who I am. And number two, I know whose I am. I am a prisoner of the Lord. And I said that to say that our identity should never be wrapped up in our environment. And just because you live in the projects or just because you live in the ghetto or on Section 8, it doesn't matter. You should not allow the ghetto, Section 8, or the projects to define for you who you are. Because I've discovered God has got kings and queens. God has got princes and princesses. God has got joint heirs of the kingdom of God living on Section 8. And so it's very important for us as believers to know who we are in Christ. There are three great questions we have to answer in life. That is, who am I? Where am I going? Who am I? Why am I here? And where am I going? In essence, we need a sense of identity, a sense of ministry, and a sense of destiny. I read a story real quick, and I'm done, about a nitwit boy. And the story said that this nitwit boy was on his way to deliver a rabbit to a customer, and about halfway to where he was going, he said the rabbit all of a sudden jumped out of the box, and the rabbit zigged and zagged and ran across the street and dotted this way and that way. And the little nitwit boy began to laugh, watching the rabbit dot here and there. And he laughed so hard, he fell on the ground, holding his stomach, and the man said, son, what's the matter? He said, would you look at that dumb rabbit? He said, he doesn't know where he's going because I've got the directions in my pocket. And I've discovered that a whole lot of folks are just like that dumb rabbit. They're dotting here and there, going nowhere in a hurry because they never consulted God. And God's got the directions in his word. Having Jesus in your life gives to your life a sense of direction. Thank you. I'm done. Hello? Did I say something wrong? Or?
Thank you, Pastor Lavelle.
Thank you, Pastor Lavelle. I'm sorry. Thank you, Pastor Lavelle. I'm sorry. I was on mute. I'm sorry. I didn't want any background noise. But that is exactly true. Many of us have taken off like jackrabbits, and we really do need to come into the oneness of Christ. And we do need to find our place in our positions where we need to be. And we do, and we must work in the kingdom of God. There is a place for each and every one of us on this line, whether we feel, like he said, you can live in the project, but there's still people that are in the body that needs to be rightfully fitted in and joined in. So we take every opportunity and every challenge each day. It's a challenge for us. Some is still, I listen to our dear sister Yvonne in the mornings. She's getting, her voice is beginning to come in a little bit more better each day. And I'm just amazed how God works for our good, and He wants to see us reach our kingdom. He wants to see the body of Christ growing and going, caring and sharing with each other. So if you,
Sister Geraldine,
yes, sir, yes, sir.
I'm sorry. One more thing, since you said that.
Yes.
And a lot of people don't realize this, but God is tired of us being spoiled brats. Because too many of us are spoiled brats. God wants us to be like Paul, strong believers. So every now and then, God knocks you down so he can pick you up. Every now and then, God shows you, allows you to be afflicted so he can show you how he can lift it. Every now and then, God denies you what you want so he'll give you what you need. Every now and then, God will close the door so he can open the window. And every now and then, God will allow you to hit rock bottom so you'll realize he's the rock at the bottom.
Sure enough is the truth. I don't know how many times I didn't hit rock bottom. But is there anyone else? Thank you, Pastor Lavelle. Thank you. Always have such good analogies there. Is there anyone else on this morning? Who am I and where am I going? Who are you and where are you going, saints?
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. I can hear you.
Good morning. This is Dee Dee. Excuse me. I probably sound like a man, but that's okay. This
love
air. So I just appreciate everything. This month is going to be amazing with the topic of grow and just really growing. Really growing. I just know for me, I'm going through a growth spurt, and so I was talking to my mom, my sister, actually my brother-in-law as well, and you know, it's amazing when you don't see yourself, you know what I mean, when you don't, you know, they say you see yourself as God created you and all that stuff. All of it is good to hear, but to really understand it, for me, again, you guys know I'll be 51 next Saturday. And so to have my brother-in-law, my sister, really talk to me and tell me about what they've seen and how they've watched me grow, it's amazing because it's starting to line up to who I know God created me to be. So now I am starting to really see me, flaws and all, because I still have flaws, but that when I see myself now, I see who God created. And so now my pathway is a little more clear, even though, again, we all know in this walk is not easy. So I may trip and slip and fall, but to have others that have seen me grow from the dirt, it just blessed me. So I'm just about really trying to be who God created me, for real, and not be so caught up in trying to please us, because it's no way we can please each other anyway. It's all about being who God created. So I thank you, Sister Jerry, for just your word this morning. And for whoever's not muted, please mute your line. It's kind of hard to share and talk with the line muted. It comes off mute, but double check it. So thank you, Sister Jerry.
Thank you, Sister Dee Dee. You know, you're absolutely right. Pastor was saying on yesterday, you know, he's such a man with so much great wisdom. we sit up under fine leaders, and they really are pumping us and filling us. And as Pastor Lavelle says, some of us is so spoiled, and we don't want to, you know, I won't say nothing. I'm not going to say anything. But God is giving us opportunity. He's giving you, you know, avenues, and he's opening doors that you can get in. And don't you know this is the best time to ask questions? And because it's early in the morning, number one, you can think better. And number two, you don't get to ask any questions on Sunday morning because we're not in class. These are classes. Some of them are teaching moments. Some of them is time that we are, you know, just edifying. Sometimes we exhorting, and sometimes there have to be corrections in the body of Christ. In order for you to grow, you must be able to be approachable. Some of us, we can't even talk to you. We come to you like, you know, innocent, as they say. Just come loving. Come loving. Thank the God on this morning, we got to grow up. There is so much work to be done. I can't do all of it. And as they say, it's a piece of the pie. Get in where you fit in today. It is so much work to be done. And your voice is needed. Please do not ever think that you're not needed. You're needed in the body of Christ. We're one body, many members. I can't actively work if I have, what if I sprain my arm? We're still talking about growth. Didi spoke on, yes, I was going to tell him about your Saturday.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, Pastor Lavelle. No, Pastor Lavelle triggered it as well. The spoilers. A lot of us, we absorb, but we are really stunting our own growth by not sharing, by not witnessing, by not really tapping in to who God wants us to be. So again, it's good to go to church. Again, it's so good that Moni or whoever decided for this topic, because you can go to church, you can go week after week after week, but you're not growing because you're not allowing yourself to really apply what you're getting. You're just going. It's routine. So you are a church goer. I saw somebody had posted yesterday, all Christians go to church, all believers should be in church today. For what? It's routine. I'm not saying not go, but you know what I mean? Go and grow. Don't just sit there. Okay, I'm done. I'm going to mute.
Oh, thank you. I mean, really. So is there anyone else that, thank you, Sister Dee Dee, absolutely. Is there anyone else that on this morning, you know that, who are you? What are you doing? Where do you fit in the body of Christ? Where do you feel that you are a good match at?
Jesus, I'm going to jump in. This is Lavina.
Hi, Lavina. Good morning, my sister.
Ooh, hi.
Woo.
I am glory. So full this morning. Glory to God. Jesus. If I could run out the door, I would right now. But this word has been so rich this morning. And what keeps hitting my belly is, where do you fit in at? It's our sound that we fit in, For me, my sound shifts. I go to Wosha. It shifts the atmosphere. My sound shifts the move of God. And the enemy has fought me for years and years and years. But now, knowing who I am, and what the Lord has deposited in me, I'm reminded that Psalms 92:12 says, uncompromising righteousness shall flourish like the palm tree. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The long live safely, upright, useful, and fruitful. They shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. And I'm just going to stop right there and be stable. Be stable. God had to set me to stabilize, to establish me. And now, I tell you, I'm just still waiting and moving at the same time for him to, like, I just see a giant slingshot. And he's going to shoot forth his people in this season. And it's just it's such a mighty move on what God is doing, and I tell you, it's just awesome. to be a part of it, that he has not forgotten us. Whenever the enemy wants to play, I had to tell him the other day, shut up, you're a liar. But anyway, nonetheless, it's, for me, it's my sound, sis. And God bless you. Your sound is so amazing. You don't even know. I said and I listened this morning, and it was just awesome, awesome, awesome. I'm going to go back and I'm going to listen to the replay. Hallelujah. God bless you.
Praise God, Sister Lavina. We all are workers one towards the other. We all are striving to perfection, and it is your sound. One thing is this, I don't want the rocks to cry out for me, Pastor Lavelle and Pastor Sister Dee Dee and Sister Lavina. I don't want the rocks to cry out. When you get these messages, when Moni sends out a message and asks you, can you, yes, yes, can you do, yes, yes. That's how we should be eager, yes, yes, because you don't know, it may be your last time. Today may be your last time. You may not even make it to church on next Sunday, because we are the church, and we're the church without walls. I had a group, I had a woman's fellowship on Saturday. Just, it's the women that come. One of a friend of mine, she flies in from Arizona, and, you know, we have a bunch of broken women that come that's willing to be able to be worked on. Some of us need to be worked on. We need our mind renewed. Some of us need to be talked to. If you are unmuted at this time, I'm going to let you speak. God bless you on this morning. Don't let this hour pass you, please. Time is winding up, saints of God. You better get in a hurry, because tomorrow is not promised. All it is about the church. We are the church. You're the church on your job. I'm not saying you go in there toting your biggest Bible that you have, or that you got to have a cross that is so big that everybody, the world knows something about you, that you are a Christian. But just live the life. Walk in your calls. If you've been called to preach, preach. Just open your mouth. God will give you the words. And study. Over in 2 Timothy 2:15, it says, study to show yourselves approved, a workman needed not be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of truth. Go and ask some of these speakers and pastors and teachers that are on this line, what Bible are you using? What method of, how do you write it down? My thing is, I'm not a good prolific writer. But God, I thank him for the talents and the gifts that he gave me. And I will not, I refuse to allow them to go into dormancy. Are you in dormancy? Is this your season? See, we in the fall. They said for us to fall back. The time has changed, saints of God. Get in a hurry. We was to fall back and spring forward. Yeah, some of us fell back and we still there. But I appeased with you on this morning. Get to work. Get to work. Thank you, Sister Dee Dee. Thank you for all that is involved on this line. Maybe I didn't call out your name on this morning, but it doesn't mean that you're not of any importance. You're of great importance, and each and every one of us is a body, a part of this body that is fitted. And I need you on this morning, so won't you show up on the team today? Won't you show up on this team? It's a great body of people in, on Declare Victory. This is the place. So your sound shift is what Sister Lavina said. Pastor Lavelle, who am I? And where am I going? Who are you? Is there anyone else? Glory be to God.
Sister Geraldine, don't forget, who am I, why am I here, and then where am I going?
Why am I here? Okay.
And people need to really answer that question to themselves.
Yeah.
Why am I here? You know?
Why am I here? You come every morning, Monday through Saturday, and when the declarer comes on the line, it becomes silent. Is it fear? Or what? I know there's more than two. I heard several this morning as you were coming on the line. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. That's how the bell is chiming. Ding, 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 ding. That's what God is doing. What is your purpose? What is your plan?
Sometimes, Sister Geraldine, I feel like it's silent. Thank you for your message. I feel like it's silence because, for me anyway, I'm thinking about the awesome word that you and Pastor Lavelle have, the questions that you have put to us. I'm such a crybaby, I really keep my mouth shut.
I know. Praise God. And that's why it's silence. Because this is something to trigger your thoughts on today. It's just to prick your curiosity on today. Some of us are still drinking our coffee and getting ready. Is there one more? This reminds me of, you know how when it's time for the doors of the church and opens and the deacons are, you know, place the chairs out and and you, they're standing there with their arms extended, you know, come, come, you know, come, speak out. How you gonna be a teacher if you don't speak? How can we hear without the preacher or the teacher? But I do thank you all this morning. And so, since we are silent at this point, I do thank you for coming in and just giving us some, just hearing your sound this morning, just hearing the ones that were coming on. I don't know about you, but I look forward to these calls, just hearing the various voices, Juliet and you know, Brother Eric and Brother Jeff and Brother Andrew and oh my God, we just have so many. Don't miss your place in the body of Christ. When called upon, go. There's training. All of us have had to take training. There's training that is involved. And I believe that there would be one that would, you know, that would give you some training over the phone. You don't have to necessarily, we got so many things now, there's classes everywhere. So be involved. And as you go out in your day, just remember, you're the light. Number one, that's a start. Number two, they're watching and seeing what you're going to say. Don't just get in the group conversation and you start talking like them because they can't. It's kind of hard for a person to say, you know, I'm a Christian, but yet I'm in the dirty joke comments and I'm, you know, laughing with everybody. It's kind of confused me. It does. But I'm just saying to you, you don't have to be so heavenly minded, you're no earthly good, but do get to work. And we thank you, and I praise God for you on this morning. Is there anyone else? Because we're about to close the call out. I believe that enough has been said. It'll give you some thoughts on this morning. Okay, with that, most gracious and heavenly Father, I do thank you. I thank you for this opportunity, just another step closer to the commitment that we promised, that we would work while it is day, because really no man knows the day nor the hour when you're going to come back. But Lord, I want to keep my hands busy doing something where you're concerned. I want to have my mind focused on you and not of what's going on of my day, because all of us have something that we're doing each morning as we're on the line. There's people that are in their vehicles going to work. This might be the very message that the man on the street that laid there last night had to can hear. Somebody needs to hear you. As our dear sister said, somebody needs to hear your voice, your sound. Say something, won't you? And I thank you on this morning for another opportunity, God. And I submit to you in everything that I do. Thank you. And may you be blessed today, filled with hope, joy, love, peace, contentment on this day. Let this word follow you throughout the day. Don't let your prayers draw up and dry. And let the water that you're planting in, on the ground, this earth, as you have laid the soil, some of you all have laid the groundwork. You have done the groundwork and just need to go back there and just water that plant just a little bit. Watch it sprout. I can thank you, Lord. And have a blessed day. God bless you, and may the Lord keep you. Until we meet again, God bless.
God bless. Love you all.
Thank you.